Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
7:41 on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are The Morning Shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan, Dylan Behind the Glass. This segment is presented by John Foy and Associates. Experienced personal injury attorneys get the strong arm. We're about to get into Man Up Monday. But real quick, I know it's No Shave November. It all kicked off over the weekend. Obviously, all three of y'all are participating. I see a lot of facial hair here. But I literally just saw like a post about beard care tips for those that are normally clean shaven.
Interesting.
Is that necessary? Or do you, I would assume you just know how to take care of a beard.
Like, I guess if it's like real long, like, like, I don't know. Like, however, you know, if you've been growing it out like a year, I think you probably, beard oils and stuff like that start coming into play. But dude, not when I'm putting a two guard on this thing. Like, I don't need conditioner for this.
I still think a beard oil would be good for me. I don't know about you. Sometimes my hairs get a little scraggly, and I think that's fine with that. But dude, I don't know if you need a guide to it. Just, you know,
I'm more so saying, like, I think the male species like understands how to take care of a beard. If you go from clean shaven to having a beard, I think most men know how to take care of it, right? It's just clickbait at this point.
I don't know that there is a taking care of it. I think you just wash it.
I don't assume that people know how to do anything anymore.
That's what I'm saying. Like, is there an actual like guide to taking care of a beard?
Yes.
I just wash it like I do my head. And I dry it like I do my head, and then it's just good.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm just there.
I feel like it was the most unnecessary post ever.
Sometimes,
yeah, and I've had this beard for 20 years.
Me too. Sometimes when I go to sleep, I wake up, my beard hairs are a little out of whack. They're a little crazy.
You got bedhead on your face.
Yeah.
It's so scraggly.
All right, let's get into Man Up Monday and see how you guys did.
Less gray.
All right, Dylan, how did these guys stand?
Not good.
All right. Yeah, it was a bit of a rough weekend for both Mike and Bo. We will get to some audio and then we'll get to your overall records here. But I will say this. Y'all were at least definitive with what y'all picked. I will say that. So let's
definitively
actually,
bad.
Let's stay locally here with Florida and Georgia. Georgia obviously took it 24-20. And let's just hear what y'all both had to say when it comes to this. We'll start with Bo.
The over. I'm taking the over at 50.5 because, look, I think this is going to be a better game than people think. As I said earlier, I do think Florida can run on Georgia. Georgia is they have a good average when it comes to the run defense, but they've been susceptible at times to the run game. I mean, I think they gave up 140 to Auburn, and I think that is actually how Florida's offense works the best. And I would like to think that with Napier now gone and somebody else doing the play calling, it's going to be emphasis to get their what I believe is their best run offense, Jaden Ball the ball. Okay, everything I said was right.
Except the over.
Hear me out. They ran the ball well. It was a really close game. And the over hit. If Gunnar Stockton doesn't kill
it by taking a knee at the 1 yard line. Run the ball in, Gunner.
Yeah.
You gotta get those stats. Are gonna be good if you're trying to get a Heisman.
You got screwed on a moment like that, but you also, I think, benefited from a different one. But that's a conversation for another day with that Texas Vanderbilt game. That was rough.
Hey, I mean, bad beat given, bad beat taketh away.
Backdoor Bow. Let's go.
Backdoor Bow. Yeah, that Vandy one, that was
false.
That was
what?
Yeah, you don't want that nickname.
Quick little AO. But just real quick on that, because you brought that up, Bow, you picked Vandy plus the 3.5. Texas ended up getting the win, but they only won by 3, so very much a backdoor.
And it was like 37-13 or something, and they just
came all the way back.
It was 34-10.
I texted y'all, and I go, man, this is about to be a bad beat on this Texas game.
I was watching on the plane, and the plane TVs were behind. I had my iPad on. We hadn't taken off yet. I had my iPad up running one game, and Arch was watching the same. It was a Miami game, and Arch was watching the same game on the TV in the plane. And I kid you not, he was 7 plays behind me. And I'm on my iPad, 7? Which is already delayed. Yeah, it was weird.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
All right.
Anyways.
Back to Georgia, Florida. Let's hear real quick what Mike had to say, then we'll get into y'all overall records and how y'all did for the week.
This has got Georgia written all over it, minus the points. I don't care if it was 2 touchdowns, Georgia minus the points in this game this weekend. I'm not going to make this any more difficult than it needs to be.
Yeah, I think you maybe should have thought a little bit longer about it, Mike. Georgia, plus the points all the way.
Man, you know what? Georgia's going to get the dub. I already knew Georgia was going to get the dub. And you know what? If we're playing that game, Gunner Stockton, run the ball in.
Oh, yeah.
Run the ball
you
in.
You would have covered if you would have did it, too. I didn't even think about that.
Points on the board, Gunner Stockton, if we're playing that game.
Oh, talk about a bad beat. That's a bad beat of them
bad
all.
Bad beat, man.
All right, real quick before we get to Mike'd up. Overall records now, Mike. You went 1-4. The only thing that saved you was NASCAR this
NASCAR,
weekend.
Baby, let's go.
Kyle Larson was the only thing that saved you from an offer.
Let's go.
You went 1-4 this week. Bo, you didn't do too hot yourself. You went 2-3 over the weekend as well. Overall records now sit as this: 22-15-1 for Mike, 21-17 for Bo. So still overall good, but y'all need to start stacking weeks again.
I'm gonna need you to go back and figure out that one.
I was.
I think I gave Mike one extra loss that I shouldn't have.
That makes sense.
It doesn't make sense. It does. Anyways, go ahead.
It absolutely does. He put the loss and then he
I put the loss and then I put the tie. I think that's what I did.
That's probably true. Look, there's a couple of different things to talk about, and we are going to get to mic'd up here in just 1 second. But that end of that game, I don't know that I would have the power if I played quarterback, especially in a rivalry game, to go down at the 1 yard line. I just don't. I don't know.
Especially to ice it, too.
Bro, like you're aiming it. I'd have the power to do that.
Somewhere, some overzealous human being that lost money on that game is, like, trying to investigate, like, hiring a PI to investigate
so
Gunner
bad.
Stockton. Like, what did he have? What did he have? Did he have the under? Did he have the under?
Right.
There's no doubt about it, man. It was a crazy weekend as far as the SEC goes and some of the other college football games going on. How about the Oklahoma-Tennessee game? Just unbelievable. Oklahoma scares scares the daylights out of me about playing Bama here in a couple weeks.
The kicker's pants for Oklahoma.
I must have missed this.
The kicker's pants. They don't.
They're like
the what is it? The 5-inch inseam or whatever.
Oh my!
I mean, and I'm like, hey, bro, like you're supposed to wear a thigh pad somewhere in there. He might as well have been wearing Daisy Dukes.
I mean, it looked like he was wearing compression shorts.
Yeah.
Like you were just like you just ran out there in your compression shorts. Yeah.
Was he trying to show off the thigh meat like you, Bo?
Herbstreit went in on him. I kind of loved it. You know, I'm a big Herbstreit fan. Herbstreit's like, this should be a penalty.
Herbstreit's taking – he is taking bullets from people. Right now, he is –
No, he's not. Only people on Twitter.
Well, I guess those people just don't exist then.
Yeah. Well, it just depends on who you want to pay attention to, what your algorithm says.
I have nothing against Herbstreit. I know you fanboy on him sometimes, but just because we like him doesn't mean everybody else agrees.
Just because you read 5 negative tweets on Twitter doesn't mean everybody's hating him and he's catching strays.
Which I've realized through this segment that we need to start doing bad news with Dylan. Like, he can deliver it in the most positive way. He spins everything.
I try my best. Try to be a silver lining. Give you guys a bright
awful.
Side.
1-4. You guys weren't terrible. 1-4, it is what it is. Mike, you got to get back on.
I'll give you guys the coach speak. You guys just got to start stacking weeks again. Weeks.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, we got to talk more about this this whole ordeal that happened out in Phoenix yesterday. Let's hit this thing. As always, Mic'd Up brought to you by Buffalo's Cafe. Come wing it family style, one of Buffalo's Cafe's 13 Atlanta locations. Now I'm going to ask Bo to make sure I get all my facts straight on this. And if you guys will just allow me, I talked about the worst heartbreak that happened over the weekend. It was a crazy sports weekend, right? We had injuries to Trae Young, the news coming out. We had Hawks games. We had Falcons games that ended in heartbreak. We had college football games that ended in heartbreak. We had World Series that ended in heartbreak. But I'm telling y'all right now, the worst heartbreak that happened over the weekend happened in Phoenix yesterday at the NASCAR championship race. If you guys don't watch NASCAR, let me try to explain this to everybody out there. There are four championship drivers in the championship race. It's winner take all. Whoever finishes at the top position out of those four guys wins the championship race. They all start on an even playing field at the start of this race. One race decides the championship. Denny Hamlin was one of the drivers in this race. Mm-hmm. Denny Hamlin's 45 years old. Denny Hamlin's the oldest driver in the series. He's been doing this, I think, 22 seasons Denny Hamlin has been driving, and he has 60
20 full-time, yeah.
60 wins in the Cup Series, and he is, without question, the best driver in NASCAR. He has not won a championship. Mm. He has come up short every single time in his bid to do it. Now, you can blame the playoff system. You can blame some of the things that have happened. Well, yesterday, Denny Hamlin is leading the championship race with three laps to go. He is literally probably 40 or 50 seconds away from winning a NASCAR championship for the first time in his 20-plus year career. Mm-hmm. If he does this, he can ride off into the sunset, possibly retire. But William Byron, one of the other guys in the championship four, blows a tire, hits the wall, the caution comes out, and all of a sudden they have to re-rack. They go into overtime. Denny Hamlin loses to Kyle Larson in overtime in the championship race. Here's what it sounded like when Denny Hamlin crawls out of his car, embraces his crying daughters and his wife, and then has to address the media.
Marty, a moment ago, Denny Hamlin left the car and went over to the pit box and fell into the arms of his crew. Denny, what's going on inside?
Yeah, nothing I can do different. I mean, prepared as good as I could coming into the weekend, and my team gave me a fantastic car. Just didn't work out. You know, I was just praying that no caution, and, you know, had one there, and what can you do? It's just not meant to be.
Dude.
Ooh.
He cried before the race. He's being asked his dad's medical situation, other close friend. He had a baby a couple of months ago. Like, it's this whole thing, man. It's like this whole emotional roller coaster for Denny Hamlin. Can he possibly get it done? I was trying to find comparisons in other sports. The only thing that I could think is if, we've talked a lot about Clayton Kershaw here recently. If he had gone through like a 20-year career and had finally gotten the World Series and pitched lights out the entire game, and then, you know, the closer comes in and blows it, that's the only thing that you can really compare this to.
I think you could compare Denny Hamlin to the Blue Jays, though, because they had it.
Touche. Yeah, that's possible. They had it. They had it wrapped up. It's just, man, it was right there. William Byron blows a tire. They re-rack. He takes four. He comes out of pit road in 10th place. Can't get it done.
And it's probably the last time that the format will play out this way.
Yeah.
They are talking about changing it. Look, I can't stand Denny Hamlin. I've never been a Denny Hamlin fan, ever. Watching him sit in the car yesterday after the race.
Dude.
And it's Yeah, you know, you follow the sport, you know what it takes, what the physicality of the sport. Like, people don't want to talk about it, but it takes a lot out of these guys. You just don't, you know, it. Drive around 285 at 150 miles an hour for 4 hours and tell me how you feel, okay? And now I'm being facetious. Please don't drive that fast on 285. But the reality is, he's just seeing the emotional and physical toll that the race took on him. To see it so close, I mean, it is. You know, it's like Buffalo Bills going four straight times and losing.
That's a good point.
And getting, and no, it just to flip it, because it was more like their first Super Bowl loss, where, you know, a guy, Scott Norwood, misses it wide right, than the last one where they got, you know, beat 30-13 here in Atlanta. But it's just like very similar.
Question for both of you, because you said 22 seasons, full time 20, Bo. Was retirement on the line here? Did he want to go out on a win like this?
He signed a contract extension earlier this year, and I think he says next year might be his last. He said this is definitely his last contract. I'm not so sure, because he does own his own team, that he does not race for his own team.
Right.
So him and Michael Jordan own their own team, and they have a couple of drivers. I'm not so sure he wouldn't have just said, man, I won a championship, like, I'm done.
Exactly.
And I think it would have been a conversation.
I don't it's hard for me to answer, because he clearly still has the fire. And
he's so good. Six wins this year.
I'll tell you this. I question if he ever gets back in a car now more than I did if he actually had won the title. Because sometimes,
we saw
this happen before. There was a guy younger than him who was robbed by a late caution named Carl Edwards, and he said, blanket.
Yeah, he did. He
said,
retired.
Blanket, I'm out.
Very young.
He
too.
Basically said, I don't know if he rage quit, but he could have been a brokenhearted, like, you know, guys, go back to 2016, and I know it's a sore subject, but you lose the Super Bowl, and there was a lot of thought. We had this young core. Look at this young defense. We'll be back. It's hard to get back in sports to those moments of championships.
Three laps to go.
Carl Edwards, the one that did the backflips off the
car. That's right.
Car when
yeah.
He,
yeah, that's right.
Carl Edwards. He had aura.
Well, coming up, we've got the wake-up call, 404-726-0929. You can get off your Twitter conversations with Bo about the Falcons game and get on the air with us. 404-726-0929. Let us know how you're feeling. The wake-up call is next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you.
Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.